think that was down to Andy at Doncaster. He always loved to train us in IM, and he trained both of us at Doncaster, and he trained another summer Jarvis Parkinson to do IM as well. And there's a lot of my younger swimmers now in his squad doing IM. Don't know what it is. He just he always thought his was always, you do every stroke, then you'll be good at every stroke, and you'll be able to pick your stroke or do IM. And we both just went into IM, and yeah, it's sort of the way we started it, and then it sort of progressed on with Russ here at Sheffield.
I was just saying to Joe about the dynamic. How has it worked from your point of view?
It's very similar, really. I mean, we're not like those kind of brothers that are just at it at each other's throats, and we're just kind of like, I don't know. But obviously, it's very similar to what Joe said. At the end of the day, we're there to beat each other, and as horrible as it sounds, it's another competitor that we've got to beat. Obviously, after the race is done, you console each other and congratulate each other, whatever needs to be done. But when you're in that pool, it's kind of, at the end of the day, you want to beat each other. And from my perspective, I don't want him to be catching me up. But then, obviously, on the flip side of that, he's chasing me down every day. So, and I think that works perfectly for both of us. It's just going to push us both on. I know in training this year, having him here, it pushes you on every day, and you've got something there that you've not necessarily got just racing someone else. You've got that sibling, like, rivalry there, so it definitely helps me day in, day out, and I'm sure it helps Joe as well. So
how different are you as people, Joe?
I don't know, I think I'm more of the, what's the word?
Extrovert.
Yeah, extrovert, that's a good word for it. I'm more outgoing. I think I'm quite a joker in the squad sometimes they get a bit far.
Give me an example.
I don't know, I just
we can't say anything.
Give me the ones that you can say on the radio anyway.
No, I'm never too bad. I used to be worse when I was younger. I just used to do things that just sort of a bit cheeky. Shouldn't really do them. But
don't worry, the coach is not listening, even though he's in the same office.
I think yeah. But we're both quite sociable. I think both quite outgoing and happy when we need to be. I think Max is more laid back. Would you agree with sometimes in the majority of time, if you get that?
Yeah.
In that sort of way.
Your introduction to swimming was a bit interesting though, wasn't it? Because you didn't take to it like a duck to water, did you? When you first started swimming.
Oh, like when I was young, or yeah. I know when I was really young, like in Learn to Swim, I used to swim in circles. I've said that on a few interviews recently. And my dad actually told me once he was thinking about stopping me swimming because I wasn't a hope. I was messing around too much. But then they took me to an actual club when I was about 5 or 6, and that's when I really started to get better. So there was lane ropes stopping me from swimming in circles. But yeah, that's when I was like got better, and then it went from feeder club to Doncaster to Sheffield now.
Was it a big wrench leaving Doncaster?
Big. It was. I was happy to leave. Like I've had Sheffield in my mind ever since I was at Doncaster, and ever since Max came here, I always thought. And Andy, our coach, used to like sending us through to Sheffield because he knew Russ, and he knew it was a good program. But it was always quite hard to leave because I've been there. I was there since I was 8, I think, and I was pretty much coached by Andy for my whole life at Sheffield at Doncaster because he was the coach of the second squad. And then when I moved up, he was the coach of the senior squad, and it was always hard to leave. But and I just think I'm coming here, it's even better. It's bigger pool, better facilities, and just makes it better, if you get what I mean.
Trials coming up there, Max, in your home pool, which I think is the first time, because you've been in Glasgow, you've been in other places, but this is the first time you had a chance to go to a big event and get the time in your own pool, and it's a tough time to get to.
Yeah, it is. It's obviously going to be nice being here. You can obviously stay at home and you're not away from family and friends and stuff. But I mean, yeah, it's going to be tough next week, no doubt about it, but... That's why the times are tough. It brings out the people that can win the medals in the summer. So
you got to break the British record to get the time, I think, haven't you?
Beat my PB, basically. It's what I did last year in Rio. So yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, if I'm aiming to PB, so.
It's really hard, though. I mean, looking at the times that are set right across the board these days in British swimming, you know, you have to go above and beyond whatever you've done before, pretty much.
Yeah, they are set very tough, but obviously there's a reason behind that, and I think what was shown last year, it worked very well. Obviously, I was lucky to get under the time last year, but hopefully I can recreate that.
No luck this about year, it, mate. It's hard work, isn't it?
Well, no, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've been working my socks off this year, as I said, and I feel in better shape than I was last year, and feeling confident going in, so hopefully I can nip under that PB time again and get out to Hungary.
Any thoughts of the 4x2 relay? Because your 200 free is not too bad, is it?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it every year. I've done trials. I've just never I've never made that big drop that's needed. But I've been swimming well in training on freestyle. It's just a matter of putting that race together. But I feel like I can definitely go 147. So whether that's going to make the team or not, I don't know, because it's been pretty fast the past few years. But yeah, I think we can. I think we can make some drops on that too.
Joe, what are your targets? I imagine that maybe Worlds is probably out of your scope in terms of the time required. So what are you aiming at?
Worlds, there's the World University Games, which I've put in my letter of wanting to do it if you got me into British swimming. And I think if I do well at the trials, they'll select me, but then it's the cost. So I think if the university are willing to help me pay it, then I will go to that, which I think is the end of August. And then there's the Worlds, which is a very high outside chance of making. Whether that was if I just do a massive drop in one of my times, which I hopefully will get, but whether or not they'll take me if I was to get a fast time would be another question.
More realistic for you, though, would be the Commonwealth Games next spring, because there'll be three Englishmen hopefully going. Maybe two brothers will be going.
Yeah, that's the main target this year, the first senior competition I want to make properly. And, yeah, for me and Max to both be there will be great. Hopefully, one and two in the England team going into that. And yeah, that's a lot. I think the time's 4:16, 400 IM, so that's a 6 second drop. But I think I'm due a pretty big drop on my 400 IM. I haven't really improved in it massively in the last couple of years. So hopefully, when I get on, if I can get on the 4:20 trials and then just keep dropping it as the year goes on, hopefully it'll be in that place for Commonwealth's.
Max, what about the expectations on your shoulders now? You go fourth at the Olympics and people really do start to take notice. They may not have known about you before Rio, they do now.
Yeah, people are always going to start saying things about you once your name's out there, I suppose. But at the end of the day, I don't care what anyone else thinks.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they can say what they want. I mean, if they want to start putting targets out there that I'm going to do and guess what I'm going to do, then they can. But at the end of the day, they don't see what goes on day in, day out, and I'm just going to get in and do what I do and swim my best, and whatever that is, that's what that is. I can't ask for more than that. So yeah, I think just going forward, I'm just going to do what I've always done, just get in there, swim fast, swim hard, and hopefully that'll be what we need.
How much of a gap is there, the bridge between you and Hagino, to get working on the basis, hopefully you're going to the Worlds? How much do you have to do to try and catch him up?
Obviously there's a 5 second gap between what he went in Rio and what I went, which is a sizable chunk, really, isn't it? But I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to be he went 4:10 yesterday, so I mean, it's not a million miles away. I know he's probably not 100% rested, but I'm just always going to be looking to him just for more, and kind of watching what he does and seeing how he puts his race together. Kind of I can use that to to catch him up, basically, in the end, at the end of the day. It's going to be a tough ride, but if I want to get that gold in Tokyo, then that's what's going to be needed. So we keep making the improvements we are in training, and there's a lot of one percenters that make the difference. We can be there hopefully by in 4 years' time, 3 years' time.
And can you kind of measure how that is working in terms of when you go into the trials? You go, okay, well we've managed to get a little bit more off that, managed to trim a little bit more off that. Which kind of areas do you see a progression in?
I think this year there's been a lot in terms of. We've done a lot on all four strokes this year. Obviously, my fly is probably the one that's improved the most over the past couple of years. But we've made massive technical kind of improvements on that, and the same goes for the other three, really. I think the freestyle is the one we can probably make the least changes on. But there's still definitely scope for improvement there. From what we did in Rio, there's scope for improvement. I was faster at trials than I was in Rio. So, we've been working really hard on all four. Tiny little adjustments, like you said, the 1%ers that make the difference. And this year as well, I've been working hard in the gym, and that's kind of made a difference from a strength perspective as well. And I think that's helping me to kind of just move through the water quicker. So it's all adding together and it's all looking really good. So
final question, I've left this to last because this has been the question that a lot of people want to ask you too. I think you've been asked it a lot this year. This comparison with you and the Brownleys, right? They're the West Yorkshire version, you're the South Yorkshire version. Joe, what do you say to that?
If we were ever, it's great to be compared to them because of how great they've done and how much they've done. If we ever get anywhere near what they've done as rubbers, it'll be incredible. I mean, what are they, double medalists in London and Rio together, and then multiple world medals and everything like that. And if we ever get anywhere near that on the events together, it'd be great achievement. I think it'd be hard to imagine right now. If it ever happens, it's a big dream, and hopefully it will happen one day. So, yeah, it should be.
Max, what do you make of those comparisons?
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, people are going to say things, and they have been saying things. It's cropped up two or three times this year already. So, at the end of the day, we're going to go in there and just swim. If people start saying that we're the Litchfield brothers or whatever, then fair enough. It's just talk, isn't it? At the same time, it's a compliment. If they're saying that we're comparable to the Brownlee brothers, then fair enough. At the end of the day, it's just talking. We just got to do what we do in the pool and get on with it.